Everything you see and hear these days is remixed, edited, filtered through some kind of software, and then sent back out to the world, you know.
Welcome back to If It's Wednesday, It's X-Gay. I'm your host, Dan Gonzalez. Today's episode, we're going to talk about the Traditional Values Coalition, and Narth has also done this as well, but refer to transgender people as she-males, which is an extremely offensive term that they really probably know better than to use, but they use it because it's offensive and because it's an effective fear-mongering technique. I'll let today's guest, Autumn from X-Gay Watch, explain it. Autumn is herself transgendered and will help put the issue in perspective for us. But really what brought this to my attention was I read the blog goodasyou.org on a regular basis, and they've been following the Traditional Values Coalition, has been putting out a series of cartoons, most of which are critical of the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, a bill that's currently working its way through Congress, that's designed to outlaw discrimination against gays, lesbians, and the transgendered. And the cartoon, you can see, I'll provide a link in the post at Box Drill Bulletin, a link to the cartoon as well as a link to Good As You that shows a series of... the cartoon says that if Congress passes this non-discrimination law, that bathrooms are going to have to be multiplied, and that you're going to see one for men and for women, and you're going to see another bathroom labeled not sure, and you're going to see another bathroom labeled she-males. And that's sort of, that's what's so offensive. One of the offensive things about the cartoon, that's what we're going to be focusing on today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Autumn of X-Gay Watch, right? You're writing for them now. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for coming on. If it's Wednesday, it's X-Gay. And what I wanted to talk about today is I'm sure you've seen the recent cartoon put out by the Traditional Values Coalition that basically fear-mongers.
Unbelievable. This is an organization, the Traditional Values Coalition, has had such a wonderful history with transgender people to begin with. So, you know, we look at these guys and just, you know, totally shake our heads. They have several documents out. Well, first of all, we're the new wave of the homosexual agenda, in case you guys didn't know. And, you know, because that's because, you know, homosexuals, you know, all embrace all issues that all transgender people have, and we walk lockstep like we were in goose-stepping soldiers.
Yeah, apparently there's a lot more unity between the gays and the trans folk than I was ever aware of. Good thing the Traditional Values Coalition is here to point that out to me.
Yeah, boy, do they ever. And oh my gosh, then they come out with their paperwork, and it's just, you know, the stuff that they're out there to teach you about what it's like, you know, what these transgender people want, you know, and they've got this idea that we're peddling sex change operations for 12-year-olds, and it's, you know, just not the case. And then, of course, to make it even better, then they pepper everything they do with just the most offensive terminology. I mean, I guess, oh my gosh, back when you used to work with the X-Gay Watch, or you still do work with the X-Gay Watch.
Yeah, I collaborate with them behind the scenes a little bit.
Yeah, back when you were posting articles on the X-Gay Watch more frequently, oh my gosh, I sent one in to you and said, take a read at this. They call trans people she-males. I mean, that is about the most...
Okay, can you explain, one of the whole reasons behind behind this podcast is to explain why that term is so offensive. And there are a lot of people who know it is, but they don't know why.
Oh my gosh, the term she-male is offensive. First of all, it's very much associated with the pornography world. It's only a term used by pornographers or people who are in the pornography industry. The second reason is they use she-male to describe the fact of preoperative transsexuals, saying basically that you have the look and the body, the sexuality of a female, but you have a dick.
And so this is not a clinical or psychological term, is it?
Oh, heck no. Well, who knows? As soon as the Traditional Values Coalition came out with their thing, then NARTH, the National Association for Reparative...
For Research and Therapy of Homosexuality.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Those fabulous people came out with the exact same wording. Like, they read the Traditional Values Coalition paperwork and literally copied the ideas right from it. I mean, it was just...
Wait, so you're telling me that NARTH is using this term now, too?
Yeah, NARTH is using the term she-male. And, in fact, they've actually gone and used the word genderqueer, which is a really, really, term-friendly in the community, and just twisted it all around so it's not anything resembling of what genderqueer actually means. And it's just absolutely strange. But she-male has just got to be one of the worst ones that the Traditional Values Coalition came up with, and then NARTH following them right up along after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's on the XK Watch. It's all documented on there.
I'll provide a link to the to NARTH's use of that term in my post along with the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. I wish you would. I wish people would see what exactly the Traditional Values Coalition and NARTH are actually using and saying. It just absolutely amazes me. These folk, it's like I live in this world. Well, let me give you an example of how these terms are used by Christians, right, which both the Traditional Values Coalition and, to a certain extent, the non-secular NARTH, but actuality is a religious organization, NARTH, mix it up. My friend Brenda Watson is a, she is a former Eagle Scout, and she turned in her badge saying, "I will not be an Eagle anymore until you allow LGBT kids, parents, and leaders back into the organization, as well as atheist kids, parents, and leaders."
Mm-hmm.
And while we were out there at Earth Day collecting signatures for a petition to send to the Boy Scouts to say, "Please change your discrimination policies," a truck pulls up right along in front of us with all sorts of scriptures plastered on the side. The biggest one, of course, is a statement on there, of course, is "Jesus saves." And a guy comes out on his megaphone and notices my friend Brenda and notices that she's a transgender former Eagle Scout.
Mm-hmm.
And just starts right off with "it," that thing. And then, of course, one of the ones that came out was she-male. It's not used as a term by these folks to say, in other words, they're not trying to get me into the fold by calling me and my friends she-males. What they're trying to do is literally insult us.
Right, its use is intentionally derogatory.
It's intentionally derogatory, and I just find it so unchristian and so, I like to think of myself as a small C Christian, and it's just one of those kind of things where I try and live that kind of "do unto others as you would do to you," and I don't think I would ever sink to calling somebody a name that was derogatory of a class of people. I mean, it's just when you start using pejoratives and slurs and things like, well, she-males for transsexuals, it's just, or faggot for gays, it's just, you start using those terms and all of a sudden it turns it from being a discussion about ideas. I mean, you can disagree whether or not, you can disagree with the idea that LGBT people need civil rights, but, you can do it in an agreeable way or a disagreeable way, and the kind of terminology that's used now and the kind of way they're coming forth and that they're doing these arguments is just not following through with that whole idea of doing unto others.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I guess the worst example of that to me is she-male, because it does kind of harken back to an era when, oh my gosh, when you could just about say anything you wanted to say about gay people and get away with it. And then mm-hmm. recently found out with Hardaway and some other farm folks, you can't get away with saying the F word anymore, the other F word, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you can get away with using pejoratives like she-male and whatever, and nobody really notices and nobody raises a stink.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what else to tell you about that, but well, I don't know what else to add, really.
No, that's perfect.
Okay, well, then I think I will sign off with you then.
Okay. Well, Autumn, thank you so much for coming on. If it's Wednesday, it's X Gay, and explaining everything for us.
Oh, hey, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to say something.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.
More information on this podcast can be found at VoxTurtleBulletin.com. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 3.0 license. Theme music is Identity of Self by His Boy Elroy, available at ccmixter.org.